All right, I got a new one here for you. So I've had a lot of talk about being able to taste the tequila and kind of know what nom it's from. So what I decided to do is, can I name the nom of 1, 2, 3, and 4? So in all fairness, I do know what the tequilas are because I pulled down one from each nom and I laid it here on the counter. And I asked my wife to make 4 pours, and then she wrote down the answer key in this piece of paper right here to what 1, 2, 3, and 4 are. All of these tequilas are tequilas that I love very much. Let me show you what they are. There you have it. So to me, these are 4 very distinctive noms. 1414, I really feel like I'm going to be able to pick this one up. G4 with its minerality. Velar 1599 with the funkiness and the vegetal herbalness that you get. And Coscoween, that minerality and that lowlands awesome flavor. So I really think that I'll be able to pick these out, but I guess we'll see. We'll see if my palate matches, you know, what my head thinks it can do. So let's dive into these. So again, I truly don't know which one is which. So I'm going to start with nosing each one of these. Okay. A little bit of an idea off the noses. So a lot of pedrichor, a lot of minerality. Really sweet with some citrus and a little bit of funkiness is so far what I've kind of picked up. So let's dive into number one here and let's see how this one tastes. Creamy, sweet, a great tingle in the back. That's got just such an awesome finish. I get a lot of pepper on the nose. And that's a soft, sweet Blanco. A little bit of citrus. That's nice. Okay, well, in the nose, I thought I knew what that was. And now that's been... The nose was one thing, but the taste is different, right? So the minerality on that, I really think I know what number 4 is. So that one, I think I've got a great idea of number 4. Such a lowlands flavor, so much vegetalness, a little bit of funkiness, some great sweet cooked agave. This one, I'm pretty sure I know what that one is too. So now it's between these two, which because I think I know what these two are, this is kind of shocking that these two, I can't tell the difference of. That didn't really help me none. It's so good though. But I'm going to stick with my instinct. So number 4, I believe, is Coscoween. Number 1, I believe, is Velar. Number 3, I believe, is G4. And number 2, I think, is the Los Lor Blanco. Let's see if I'm right. Let's pull this open. Number 1. Velar. Number 2, Los Lor. Number 3, G4. And number 4, Coscoween. Okay, that's pretty awesome. I am really fired up that I got all of those. These are 4 really amazing tequilas. And when you get into tasting these and learning about how each one is made and kind of the differences in those noms, it's kind of easy to pick up. At least I think it is, right? Velar has got that great lowlands funkiness. It's got such a vegetal and herbal flavor to it with this really awesome sweet cooked agave. And the finish is so balanced. It's so easy to drink and it gives you this true essence of lowland tequila. And Coscoween, it has this really hardcore minerality to me. I get the pedrichor, that kind of limestone flavor, but with a lot more vegetal notes than I would in a Highlands tequila. And you really can taste that cooked agave. And this one is a little bit higher proof as well, but honestly, it didn't drink any different. It was really that real flavor that I picked up. And then I was really surprised that these two work so close together. G4 to me has that pedrichor limestone cooked agave flavor with a little bit of floral and a teeny bit of citrus, where Los Lor has a sweetness, a minerality to it, with a lot more of an orange zest flavor to it. But it was amazing how the citrus kind of combined together. It was really difficult to know for sure. That last drink kind of solidified this is G4. There was a little more citrus and sweetness in the Los Lor. These are 4 Blancos that you can't go wrong with picking these up. So check these out. This was absolutely amazing. I'll do it again with maybe some repos and some other NOM numbers. And I hope you enjoyed this video. If you had any suggestions, let me know. Like, follow, share. All of this wonderful things are very helpful. And if you have any questions or comments, put them down there for me. I love responding to them. Have a great night. Thanks for tuning in.